You are listening to Southside Radio 102.9 FM, broadcast from the Carnegie Library Southside Branch. This Public Art Pittsburgh project brought to you by the City of Pittsburgh, produced by the Southside Local Development Company and artist Bob Bingham.
Work lunch breaks, like I work 3 to 7, and then I work 11 to 7. I get to see some weird people's hair passing by the store, a lot of weird people down here. And not too many, like I thought there'd be a lot of, drunks down here. But not as much as I thought. And we get really busy with the Summer Spectacular, which is 1 week in the summer, and the Southside Street Fair. Most of the time, if it's raining or whatever, not a lot of people will be walking because you always see people walking on the streets all the time. As soon as you get on Southside, it's all you see is people walking everywhere. When it's raining and stuff, it's pretty weird because I'm used to seeing everyone walking around. No, there's never one ever around when it's... Well, actually, sometimes it was weird. The one time, it was raining. I don't know if it was a special day or whatever. People actually did walk the streets. There was a couple people. I don't know what they were out for. But with the Summer Spectacular and stuff, it's going to be bomb, people said already. And my parents are going to be opening the store. The store closes 11:30 on weekends. They're going to keep it open till like, maybe 3, because some people, when they go to bars, they like to come get food afterwards. So they're thinking about opening up later in the weekends. So I think it'll be busy then. My brothers have said that when people bar hop and stuff, they'll come.
What do you do here? Explain your duties. Do you get to use a new gyro knife?
Yes, we actually got a new gyro knife. People were cutting the meat too thick. Some people were complaining or whatever. So there's a new shaver. It just shaves it, but it's really, really thin, so you get more meat. And I pretty much just wait on people, make the gyros, give it to them. And I make $6 an hour, but with tips, it pretty much doubles it. I make, especially whenever it gets really busy, people leave a lot of tips. Lunch hour is the busiest. When you get tips, because you have all the business people coming in. So I make a lot of money. And in the summer, I'll be working more, so I want to see how it is, like, at night. Actually, this weekend, I'm working a lot more at nights, because people are calling off.
So you've never worked a weekend?
I only work Saturdays, but not nights.
Are you ready for
that? Yeah, I'm ready. I like it when it's busy. I can see the little cute babies that come in here. So many cute babies come in here. Bring babies. But, I don't know, I think it's just funny. Sometimes people crossing the street, they have, like, these orange hair, purple, green, spikes everywhere, piercings. This guy came in with piercings, like, holes, like, the little holes supposed to have an earring. Yeah, it was huge. Nose piercing. It's just funny. This guy that does our windows, he has, I don't know how many tattoos, and he has a tattoo on his arm. And he wanted to take it off. It was of a Playboy bunny. And he wanted to get it taken off, so you can't. Or he couldn't get it off or something, so he just went over top of it, all marker. This one lady came in, she had a big butterfly all over her back. Like her whole entire back was full of butterflies. I don't know. You see some weird people down here. Very weird. Very weird.
The glass industry was eventually replaced by the steel industry at the end of the 19th century. In 1850, B.F. Jones formed a partnership with G.M. Laughlin, which was the firm Jones and Laughlin, becoming the largest employer in the area in less than 20 years.